Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, yeah?
感恩节快乐，祝大家。
We're glad to see a lot of regulars as well as some people that I haven't seen in a while. Glad to be back.
很高兴见到大家，有啲系我差唔多每个礼拜都会见到嘅，有啲系嗰段时间冇见到，欢迎你翻嚟。
So glad that you chose this morning to share this time with us and also the awesome meal that we have later on.
好高興今朝你選擇同我哋一齊分享呢段時間，同埋晏啲我哋有美味嘅午餐。
Now, since it is Thanksgiving, right? I'd like to briefly talk to you about generational giving.
想同大家講一講咧，關於私語嘅世代。Now,
there is a saying that goes like this. I don't know if the Chinese have an equivalent to this, but it goes like this: like father, like son.
有個好有名嘅説話，叫做有其父必有其子。Have
you ever heard that expression before? Like,
大家有冇聽過有其父必有其子？
Right. Now, what that means is this: that our children look and act just like us.
意思咧，即係話我哋嘅兒女咧，好多時同我哋個樣啦，同埋行為咧，同我哋好似嘅。
They have very similar mannerisms, values, and behaviors. And sometimes it's so similar that you don't even have to ask, you know, whether you guys are related or not. And so it's very simple, you know, children have their parents' DNA.
啲孩子咧有佢哋父母嘅基因遺傳因子。So
if this is true for biology, then it can also be true for spirituality as well.
所以如果身體上有咁嘅症狀嘅話咧，咁靈性上都有可能會有咁嘅情況。Because
the Bible says that God is a holy God, so therefore we are supposed to be a holy people.
即係聖經講到咧，神係一個神聖嘅神，所以我哋咧亦都應該係作分別為聖嘅人。
And since God is a forgiving God, then we are also a forgiving people.
咁神係一個寬容嘅神，咁所以我哋都應該做識得原諒人嘅人。
And so the Bible also speaks about a God that is giving.
聖經亦都講到咧，神係一個願意施予嘅神。Many
of us know John 3:16 very well.
我哋好熟悉嘅《約翰福音》3:16。
You know, for God so loved the world that He gave.
神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜。So
God is a giving God.
神係一個大方施予嘅神。And
not only does He give us spiritual provisions through Christ, but He also gives us materially.
佢唔單止咧透過耶穌俾屬靈嘅糧食俾我哋，亦都賜物質俾我哋。Now
without sounding like, you know, too much like the health and wealth type of preaching, but I need to say that God also supplies us with material resources.
即係我就唔喺呢度同大家講一個重點係健康同埋財富嘅神學。不過咧，我哋嘅天父的確係會將物質資源賜俾我哋嘅。So
He does give us our daily bread.
佢都會將我哋每日嘅所需賜俾我哋。In
a spiritual sense and as well as in a material sense.
靈性方面嚟講同埋物質方面嚟講都係。
Now, in the Old Testament, there is a book called Ecclesiastes, and in chapter 5 of Ecclesiastes, there's a passage I want to show you.
在聖經舊約裡面有一本書叫《傳道書》，在裡面的第五章有一個經文我想跟大家分享。Now,
because we're in a new environment here, I think, do we have to... Oh, there it is. Now, let me just read to you an entirety in English, and then Hayes is going to read that in Chinese. It says, you know, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions, and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot, and be happy in their toil. This is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart.
在他勞碌中喜樂，這乃是神的恩賜。他不多思念自己一生的年日，因為神因他的心使他喜樂。Now,
this is such a great verse for those who are retired.
這個經文呢，對於你們已經退咗休嘅人呢，就係好有益嘅。
Or maybe some of you that are thinking about retirement.
即係或者有啲在座嘅係退休嘅。
Or maybe you want to retire, but you're 30 years away from that. You know, to have this combination of wealth and the ability to enjoy it is truly a gift from God. You know, there's a study done about the lives of lottery winners. They study, they want to know whether the wealth, does it make people, does it help their lives or does it ruin their lives?
咁呢個研究咧就想知道究竟金錢係會幫助到人嘅生命咧，定係會摧殘嘅？
And so whenever we read or hear about life falling apart because of windfall of wealth, you know, it's always well documented in the media.
所以當我哋聽到即係有啲人咧，佢哋人生因為暴利而四分五裂嘅時候咧，媒體咧通常會大肆報導嘅。
I guess people and maybe people like me and you, we like to read about that stuff.
即係我哋人咧，好似你同我咁樣咧，就會中意睇呢啲咁樣嘅新聞。
But what research really found out was this, that money alone does not necessarily make a person happy.
但研究結果就發現，其實單單金錢本身就不一定會令到人哋高興嘅。
The findings suggest that wealth only exaggerates your current condition.
研究結果係講到財富咧，最終只係放大你現時嘅情況嘅啫。
So if you have a very chaotic and undisciplined life, then money will amplify that brokenness. If your family or a marriage is stable and you have generally a disciplined lifestyle, then money will enhance that as well. So to have some measure of wealth and being able to enjoy that is a gift from God. Now, how do you enjoy material blessings that God gives you? You know, we all want to be like what that verse describes. Where it says that we are occupied with gladness in heart. So what then is the secret to that? Now the passage in Ecclesiastes 5, it gives us a sense that there's a perpetual motion. That there is a forward orientation that leads to a gladness in heart. And this forward motion is towards the purpose of God. And it doesn't stop, you know, regardless of your net worth. So when God entrust you with material possessions or blessings or resources, he meant it for you to grow in that and not to stop your growth. So obviously the objective is not to simply accumulate more wealth. So the forward motion can be understood like this. That besides providing for you and your loved ones, you are also to do what is godlike, and that is to give to bless others. And so when you and I follow the pattern of God's giving, then it brings that joy and it brings that satisfaction of the heart. Now I suspect many of us have been to church before. And I know that what I've said is really nothing new to you. And as an individual, you have heard heard many stewardship messages before in the past.
你本身可能都聽咗好多唔同嘅牧師講過關於要點樣好好管理嘅自己嘅財理。
So what I'd like to do is to propose, for you to be generous in giving, so that it becomes a developed generational, giving, a tradition.
所以我想加上去提議嘅咧，就係即係去大方施予呢一個行為咧，去變成呢個成熟嘅代代相傳嘅家族傳統。
So how does this work?
咁我哋點樣做咧
？Well, it starts with teaching the next generation about the basics of money.
咁我哋首先就要教我哋下一代一啲關於金錢嘅基本概念。
It is earned.
即係要賺嘅。
It is saved.
要儲嘅。
And it is to be given.
然後就要施予。
Now, Timothy in the Bible, he came from a long line of good spiritual DNA.
提摩太咧嘅喺經文裏面咧，我哋知道佢有一個好良好嘅屬靈遺傳基因。
And so it's really quite obvious that having a sincere faith in God, it kind of flowed down through the family tree.
咁好明顯啦，即係有對神有一個誠實蒙利嘅信心咧，係可以喺家族裏面傳落嚟嘅。
So the Apostle Paul says this one, right here.
使徒保羅咧有咁樣講到。
Because I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
想到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗尔和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
So for the parents that are out here,
所以在座嘅父母。
You know, you want the basic fundamentals to be understood while the kids are young.
所以你想咧，你應該要喺你孩子仲細嘅時候咧，就將呢啲基本概念灌輸俾佢。
Now, some of you may or may not know this. You know, I have two kids in high school, and my oldest is in college.
即係你可能知或者唔知啦。即係我有三個小朋友，兩個咧仲係讀緊高中，一個就讀緊大學。
But when they were younger and they were growing up, we used to have this plastic bank.
在他們年紀仲小的時候呢，我們家裡面呢就有一個塑膠的存款箱。
And this plastic bag kind of looked like this, about this wide, and there are three different sections to this bag.
個存款箱呢就有咁闊嘅，咁然後呢就有三格。
And there are three slots on top of each section.
即係每格呢上面就有個蓋咁樣，有三個蓋。
So one section was a picture of a bank.
一格呢就係一個銀行嘅圖樣。
And then in the middle there was a picture of a church.
中間嗰格咧就有個教會嘅樣。
And the last section was really a picture of a toy store.
咁然後第三格咧就係玩具鋪。
Now nothing wrong with spending your money at a toy store as long as the church and God's purpose is also part of the economy.
即係去將呢啲錢使喺玩具鋪咧，其實冇問題嘅，只要神嘅教會神嘅事工係喺呢個有份就得啦。
Now most likely, I think I bought that bank in a Christian bookstore rather in Chinatown.
咁啊，相信我哋將呢個塑膠存款箱咧，係喺基督教書店而唔係喺唐家買嘅。
Because I don't think Chinatown has something like that.
因為我唔覺得唐家有得咁樣買嘅。
And if I did buy it from Chinatown, it would probably just have this one slot called the piggy bank.
因為如果我淨係唐家買嘅話咧，咁就得一格嘅啫，就係註冊錢啦。
Because Asian Americans, you know, we're really good at saving.
因為我哋亞裔美國人咧就好叻儲錢嘅。
And in that process, we typically miss something in that cycle of earn, save, and give.
喺呢個賺錢、儲錢同埋施予呢三個過程裏面咧，通常我哋會少咗一步。
And so that concept of giving is often neglected or perhaps willfully forgotten.
所以好多時呢個施予或者捐錢呢一個行為咧，係我哋有意無意咁樣被遺忘。
Now, in recent years, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have been trying to teach.Philanthropy to the new millionaires and the billionaires of China.
近年來咧，比爾蓋茨同埋巴菲特咧，佢哋都即係嘗試去中國裏面咧，去教一啲新嘅百萬同埋億萬富翁咧，關於慈善事業嘅概念。
Now, despite the size and the growth of China's wealth, they are not even on the map according to the top 10 giving nations, you know, according to the World Giving Index.
儘管我哋中國嘅財富咧，即係增長嘅速度，即係非常驚人，但係我哋喺世界捐獻指數裏面咧，直情係唔 想講嘅。
And so for the world's second largest economy, China has a immature culture of giving.
作為世界第二大嘅經濟體系咧，中國實在係有一種好唔成熟嘅捐獻文化。
For you know many reasons, the concept has been very slow to develop.
因為種種嘅原因咧，呢個概念實在係增長得非常緩慢。
You know in the Jewish culture, the concept of charity is very well developed.
在猶太文化裡面呢，這種慈善的概念呢，就反而是非常之完善。
You could almost say like they have it down to a science.
即是甚至是去到一個科學化的程度的。
You know, Jesus during the Sermon on the Mount, which we find in Matthew chapter 6, he touched on the three most important Judaic expressions of piety.
在耶穌他馬太福音第六章裡面登山訪問呢，講到有三樣最重要的猶太人表達虔誠的方式。
So that if you claim to be a good and devoted Jew,
所以如果你說你是一個忠心良好的猶太教的信徒的話，
that these are the three basic areas where you actually demonstrate.
這三個範圍裡面就是你要表現的地方。
It is with fasting, it is with prayer, and it is with charity.
就是禁食啦、祈禱啦、同埋慈善。
Now, ancient Hebrew wisdom describes four levels of charity.
傳統的希伯來智慧就講到有四個程度的慈善嘅。
At the highest level of charity, the giver provides a job for a person that's in need without the person even knowing that the giver had provided.
喺最高嘅程度咧，就係提供慈善嘅人咧。佢係會提供有需要嘅人一份工作，但係被提供嗰人咧係連邊個俾佢都唔知道。
Now at the next level down, the giver provides work that the needy person knows that the giver provided.
低一程度咧就係提供一份工作俾有需要嘅人，但係被提供嗰人咧係知道究竟邊個俾佢嘅。
And the third level is an anonymous gift.
第三個程度咧就係一個匿名嘅禮物。
The giver secretly gives a lump sum to the needy person.
捐獻嘅人咧，好秘密咁樣將一筆錢俾一個有需要嘅人。
And the needy person is still without a job and is still dependent.
咁受到呢個捐獻嘅人咧，佢依然都係冇工作，依然都係需要靠人哋。
And the lowest level of charity is where you know, and this is where the giver gives the gift to the poor person who has the full knowledge of who the donor's identity is.
最低嘅程度咧就係捐獻嘅人咧將一份禮物即係俾呢個有需要嘅人，然後被捐嗰人係完全清楚捐贈者嘅身份嘅。
It's like on the streets of New York.
即係好似喺紐約街頭咁樣。
When a giver puts a few dollars in the hands of the needy.
即係當我一個捐獻者將幾蚊放喺一個有需要嘅人嘅手上。
That certainly this is better than nothing.
即係呢個係比唔捐係好嘅。
But the message that reinforces this.
但係呢個信息就係咁。
That I'm giving you this. That I am giving you this while there is nothing that you can give to me.
即係我施捨一啲嘢俾你，但係你咧就冇任何嘢可以俾我嘅。
See, Hebrew wisdom states that the deepest poverty is to have nothing of value to give to the other person.
希伯來嘅智慧咧就講到最深度嘅貧窮咧就係你冇有任何價值嘅嘢可以奉獻俾人。
Because we know that work produces dignity.
因為我哋知道咧有工作咧就令人有尊嚴。
While welfare depletes self-esteem.
福利咧就會令人消耗你嘅自信心。
We know that reciprocity builds mutual respect. While one-way giving broods perhaps contempt or at the very least perennial dependency.
我們知道呢互惠互利可以建立到雙方彼此的尊重，但是單方面的施予就可能會令人覺得有受輕視，或者是至少有長期依賴的習慣。
And so such wisdom when it comes to charity is developed through practicing generational giving.
這些智慧是藉著實行世世代代的施予而建立起來的。
Now for us, for Grace Faith Church,
對恩信教會嚟講咧
，a church that has four generations of receiving from a giving God，
我哋有四代同堂都一齊受到神大方嘅祝福。
We should also practice generational giving。 Now, our culture of giving should be mature and inspiring. The conversation cannot remain at, you know, whether to tithe or not to tithe.
我們應該交奉獻。
See, giving is more than just an individual decision whether I should give 10% or not.
施予應該是大於你個人的決定究竟要不要做11奉獻。
You see, that is no longer a standard for families that have been layered upon layered of the gospel given to us.
即是我們既然是世代相傳去認識這個福音，那這個不應該再是我們的標準。
God has been good to us for 4 generations in this church.
神對於我們教會裡面的4代都是這麼多的祝福。
Now let me just offer some ideas of how generational giving may look like.
跟大家分享一下我幾個想法，即是我們怎樣可以實行世代施予。
Now, you know, to the elderly here and those that are retired parents, I have this to say.
對於我們在座年長的或者已經退休了的父母呢，以下是我的建議。
Inspire your adult children towards generosity.
鼓勵你的成人子女呢，去大方的施予。
You are at a unique place in life.
你現在在一個很獨特的位置。
You have benefited from your top earning years already.
你已經經歷過你人生裡面最高收入的時間。
Your kids are generally on their own, and now financially they're okay on their own.
你的兒女基本上都是經濟可以自給自足。
Yes, your income has gone down, but also your expenses have gone down.
你的收入可能是下降了，不過你的支出亦都下降。
And due to time, you have accumulated various assets.
咁因為經過咗咁多年之後咧，你亦都積累咗各種嘅資產。
So if there was ever a perfect time to demonstrate generosity for the kingdom, well, this is the perfect stage for that.
所以如果係有所謂最好嘅時機去表現咩為之對神國去慷慨嘅話咧，呢一個人生嘅地步就係㗎啦。
Now, what you choose to do or not to do, your adult children probably know it already.
但無論你決定做或者唔做咧，你嘅成年人嘅子女亦大概已經知道你嘅決定。
Because they're not kids anymore.
因為佢哋已經唔係細路啦。
They can put together the pieces now.
他們已經可以了解到這個情況是怎樣。
All on their own. And even as adult children, they are watching for the deeper lessons in how to live life.
但雖然他們是成人，但他們依然會繼續去觀察你，去看看你是怎樣去生活。
And charity is one of those lessons that only you can teach as a parent.
慷慨捐輸這個概念，真的只有你作為父母才能夠去教你的子女。
Don't leave it for the Sunday school teacher.
不要留給你的主日學牧師去教。
And their pastor can only tell them so much about giving.
牧師也只能夠講那麼多。 They
need to see it, which means that you have to model it.
他們需要去憑眼去見的，所以你也需要以身作則。
You do it for His kingdom's sake, so that you can inspire them for that.
為了神國的緣故，你要去啟發他們。
Now, a few years back, we were fundraising for our trip to Cambodia.
幾年前，當我們為到你去柬埔寨的事工去籌款的時候，
one of my wife's co-workers, she worked at a school, and one of her friends, you know, responded.
一個我太太她學校裡面一起工作的同事，她就有一個反應。
Now, she didn't know me that well personally.
當時她不是太認識我的。
But once she heard that I was going to Cambodia and to do this and that work, you know, she stuffed me in my hand a couple hundred dollars in cash.
但當時佢一聽到我話要去柬埔寨去做呢樣做嗰樣嘅時候咧，佢就將幾百蚊嘅現錢塞咗喺我手度。
And it was just like that. It was a lot of cash in my hand.
就咁啦，佢就將幾百蚊塞咗入去我手度。
And I'm thinking, yeah, I should go to Cambodia more often.
我當時就諗，我應該去柬埔寨。
And so later on, I got to know her a little better. And she's a second generation Korean American who went to church all her life.
原來咧，佢係第二代嘅韓裔美國人，亦都一路咧都有去教會嘅。
She has always been very active in her church.
佢不嬲咧都係非常之積極嘅侍奉。
And her mom worked at the post office, but the mom was always generous with the Lord's work.
佢媽媽咧係喺郵局度做工嘅，但佢媽媽一直都係熱心嘅去為神嘅事工施予。
And so I suspect that she taught and model generosity for her daughter.
所以我懷疑咧，佢媽媽咧係真係有言教同埋身教，究竟何為慷慨？
Most likely at a very young age.
大概係喺佢年幼嘅時候已經開始教佢。
So like father, like son.
所以就好似有其父必有其子。
Like mother, like daughter.
咁有其母就必有其女。
For his kingdom's sake, inspire.
為著神國嘅緣故咧，啟發佢。
Now for the younger parents out here.
咁在座比較年輕嘅父母。
This I have to say.
呢個係我建議。
Expose your children to your child.
讓孩子接觸慈善嘅觀念。
You teach them that everything that is material is just a tool.
教識佢哋，即係所有嘅物資咧，其實都只係工具。
That money, that material resources, they're there to serve a purpose in life, but they're not meant to be the focus of life.
金錢同埋物質嘅資源咧，佢哋係有佢哋嘅目的，但係咧就唔係我哋生命嘅目標。
It is just the means, and it's not the end.
只係一個工具，而唔係最終嘅目的。
It's just a tool.
只係工具啫。
Let them be in the process of you giving. And I'll explain this.
讓佢哋咧參與你施予嘅過程，我接下嚟繼續解釋。
You know, again, many years ago, when the kids used to get monetary gifts during Christmas time.
好多年前咧，當小朋友佢哋會收到金錢作為聖誕禮物。
Instead of like, oh wow, now I got all this, let's just blow it on a new pair of Uggs.
即係以前咧就唔係話即係收到一大堆嘅錢，然後就去買對最新款嘅靴。
We have them gather, hey, listen, let's all, you know, let's all put it together in a pot, all right? And let's have discussions whether this should go towards Cambodia or Seeds of Hope or some other charity that's out there that we've designed together as a family.
當時我哋咧就教佢哋，我哋一齊坐起嚟，然後將所有嘅錢放喺一齊，然後一齊去討論，究竟我哋將呢啲錢咧係去俾打扶仔啊，去俾呢個希望種子計劃，定係去俾其他嘅目的
？So have discussions at home about their place in life.
即係我哋喺屋企裏面咧有特意有呢啲嘅討論，去講到究竟呢啲聖誕嘅禮物或者金錢，究竟應該係放喺邊度？
You know, during our family worship time, you know, we spend time with our kids and we talk. We have talked about the New York Times article this one time about the India's children that have stunted growth.
有一次喺家庭崇拜時間裏面咧，我哋就一齊傾到一份《紐約時報》嘅文章，就講到印度嘅小朋友咧，佢哋嘅成長受到阻礙。
So not only did we look at those pictures of children in poverty, but we discuss, you know, why the health problems still persist despite the Indian economy doing well.
即係我哋當時就講過咧，除咗睇啲相之外，仲講過咧，即係話點解印度佢哋雖然經濟起飛，但係健康問題都繼續持續咧。
And so together as a family, we look at those newsletters from Seeds of Hope.
所以我哋呢個希望種子計劃咧，裡面嘅通訊，我哋有一齊睇。
Again, we're trying to expose them to what we're doing in the name of charity.
所以我哋就即係叫小朋友佢哋一齊去參與我哋嘅討論，去明白呢個施予嘅過程係點樣。
And that was the reason that we want to take them with us to Cambodia two years ago.
所以兩年前咧，就想帶佢哋一齊去柬埔寨。
And that's the reason we want to go to Zambia next year because this is what we're talking about.
所以下年亦都想同佢哋一齊去讚比亞做神嘅事工，因為呢個就係我哋參與施予嘅過程。
You know, we're not going to wait for their future pastor to teach them about tithing.
就唔會等話佢哋嘅將來嘅牧師去教佢哋點樣去奉獻。
We want to inspire them now.
想而家就已經去啟發佢哋。
This is generational giving.
呢個就係叫世代嘅捐獻。
And the last category, I'll end with this.
最後一個範疇就而家用呢個嚟結束。
It's for our young people here, our young singles here.
就年輕單身嘅在座嘅人。
My word to you is this.
呢個係我建議。
Establish early the habit of tithing.
及早建立你奉獻嘅習慣。
You know, I find it much easier to tithe when that habit is formed long ago.
即係喺好耐之前已經開始培養呢個習慣嘅話咧，就將來會比較容易去奉獻。
That before your first full-time real job, that you started tithing, that habit already.
即係你做第一份全職工作之前，就已經有呢個奉獻嘅習慣。Perhaps
even during the years of college, or whenever you have a seasonal or part-time job, that's a great time to establish this habit.
或者喺你讀大學，即係已經做咗半職，或者係暑期工或者短期工嘅時候，就開始培養呢個習慣。
But God tells you that if you can be trusted with little, then you can be trusted with much.
因為神話如果他能夠信託你，即係將少少嘅都信託你嘅話，咁更多嘅就可以信託俾你。
You see, once you start making a decent paycheck, then your spending also goes up.
因為當你嘅收入開始變得豐厚嘅時候咧，你嘅支出亦都會上升。
And then once you start with a marriage, and then when you start to have your own family, then it becomes so much harder to make that decision to tithe.
因為當你有你嘅婚姻，甚至有你嘅家庭嘅時候咧，去做呢個奉獻嘅決定咧，就會變得更加困難。
Because at that time your expenses also shoot up.
因為到嗰個時候咧，你嘅支出亦都會越嚟越增加。
So really, like many things in life, you know, the earlier you start, the better and easier.
所以正如好多其他事情一樣，即係你早啲開始嘅話咧，就可以早啲做啊。
And for this church that's been blessed by God for four generations.
所以對我哋教會嚟講，我哋已經四代係受到神嘅祝福。
Let us get beyond the basics.
讓我哋都超越最基本嘅。
And let's inspire our next generation.
讓我哋啟發我哋下一代。
This is the generational giving I'm talking about.
今日所講嘅施予嘅世代係咁樣嘅意思。
Would you join with me in word prayer?
讓我哋一齊低頭。
Father, we acknowledge, Lord, that you are certainly many, many things.
神，我哋知道你有好多嘅身份。
And certainly, one of the things that you are is you have a character of giving.
其中一樣嘅就係你係一個好大方施予嘅神。
That is who you are, and that is what you do.
呢個係你嘅性格，呢個亦都係你所做嘅行為。
So Father Lord, as your people, allow us to follow the same path.
所以神啊，作為你嘅子民，願意我哋都繼續嘅去跟。
That we may truly reflect your sons and your daughters.
讓我哋都能夠即係反映你嘅形象去做你嘅子女。
We praise you on Thanksgiving Day.
我哋為到感恩節感謝你。
We praise you every single day.
我哋都每一日去感謝你。
Because you have always been a father that has given us whatever we need.
因為你係一個將我哋所有所需嘅都係賜俾我哋嘅父神。
May we respond to giving people.
讓我們都有願意去施予的心去做我們的子民。
Thank you.
感謝神。
In your name,
Lord. 奉主名求，阿門。